To finance now, in China's economic expansion slowed slightly during the third quarter of the year. China's economy grew by 9.1% in the 3 months to the end of September. Now, that's down from 9.5% in the previous quarter.
The government's measures to control inflation are being blamed for the decline in growth. China's inflation has been above the central bank's target, and there have been concerns about the formation of asset bubbles.
A price comparison has found some internet connections are likely to be cheaper on the NBN than on current ADSL services. A study by website WhistleOut looked at the four internet service providers that have announced their national broadband pricing plans.
It found that the NBN plans were up to 43% cheaper on speeds of 12 megabits per second. Try and get that right. Now, there's been a better night on Wall Street after heavy losses yesterday. The Dow has closed up 180 points. The Nasdaq's gained 43. S&P 500 finished 22 points higher. In London, the FTSE, however, closed 26 points lower. Looking at commodity prices, West Texas crude's trading at $88.19 a barrel. Tapas crude's at $121.46 a barrel. Gold is trading at $1,658.06 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 102 US cents, 74 euro cents, and 65 pence sterling.